Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Now, we all know that men and women are different. There's a book called Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. And that book speaks to relationships and basically how a woman handles things differently from a man. It's just all about relationships. It's about the inner workings of a man versus the inner workings of a woman. But this show is called Basic Money Matters. So we're not talking about relationships. However, women are different from men, financially speaking. So yes, that is true. When it comes to financial planning, when it comes to financial security, yes, women are different from men, financially speaking. So in this episode, we're going to continue to focus on taking control of your money in 2021 and just kind of speaking to the women again in this episode on how it is that we are different from men financially in terms of moving towards financial security. There are some things that affect women that do not affect men, that have a bearing on a woman's movement towards financial security. Now, everybody wants to achieve financial security. But often women face some unique obstacles that can affect their ability to achieve that financial security. And so in this episode, we're going to look at some of those potential obstacles. But before we move forward, we need to make sure that we're clarifying and that everyone understands what financial security generally means. Well, when you hear the word security, what do you think of? You feel security means a comfort, a peace. And so when we talk about financial security, it is really just about being at a point where you have enough to do what you need to do. You earn enough money to pay your bills. You earn enough money to pay your bills and pay any debt and save. The bottom line is, if something happens unexpected, if an emergency happens, you have a way financially to take care of it without having to call and borrow from someone else. But it's basically, financial security is at a point in your life where you can pay your bills, you're not encumbered by debt, and you have a stash, a reserve, such a way that when an emergency, not if, but when an emergency happens, you can take care of it. Now, just think about that, the kind of peace of mind that you could have knowing that, whew, you are not encumbered by debt. And encumbered means beholden. You have a lot of debt that where you're having to make a lot of payments each month towards this debt. So that's financial security in a nutshell. And we're all trying to achieve that. I hope that you are. No one wants to every month go through the same thing over and over and over and over again, scrape and wonder how they're going to pay the bills if the car breaks down, if your AC breaks down, not having the means to take care of it without borrowing funds. What I would also like to offer up to you is, from a personal standpoint, when we talk about financial security, there are many steps to get there. But I would offer that there are two things, actually three. There are three things that I would offer to suggest that if you make this a way of life for you, that you are well on your way to achieving financial security. There could be steps and steps and steps. We're talking about budgeting and this and that and all these, but fundamentally, these three key habits, and these are habits, financial habits that I personally have had over recent years that I know works. The first is very simple. You have got to live beneath your means. Just because you can does not mean you should. You've got to live beneath your means. What does that really mean? That means that you need to spend less than you make on a regular basis. That means that if, and I'm speaking to those who are trying to achieve financial security. I'm not speaking to those who have already achieved it and have financial freedom and you know, wealthy. For those who are trying to achieve financial security, which is the majority of us here, living beneath your means means that if you can afford to buy a $300,000 house, you can actually squeeze it in and make it happen. Maybe you shouldn't buy a $300,000 house. Consider living beneath your means and purchasing a house that costs less and take this difference, which would equate to more money in your pocket because you'd have a lower mortgage payment, and take care of other things, reducing debt, increasing emergency funds, your reserve. So live beneath your means is essentially just because you can, quote unquote, afford something at X level does not always mean that you should actually purchase it at that level. Only you know whether or not it's a strain. If it's a strain, if you purchase it at that level and it is a strain, then that makes your life all the more stressful and very difficult to get to financial security. The second principle, habit, financial habit that will be very helpful to you is just plain old managing debt. Aside from a mortgage, which very few of us are able to just pay outright, you know, cash, we all have mortgage debt. But all the other debt is in another category that if you manage that, meaning get rid of it, if you have to use credit cards or other debt, at a minimum from the standpoint of a credit card, use it and pay the entire balance. But you cannot achieve financial security and you are laden by debt. And that debt does not exclude, it does not include your mortgage. We all will have a mortgage. If you have a lot of debt, then you should be working on managing that down to zero and be at the point where when you do use your credit card, it is a convenience. You are using it to conveniently buy something that you absolutely have the money to pay off when the bill comes. Third major principle habit that if you incorporate, you'll be well on your way to obtaining financial security. And that is any extra money you get in, you should seriously consider paying down debt and or saving it, putting it towards your cash reserves. Notice I did not say spend it. You may spend some of it, but when you get extra money, whether it be gifts, awards, bonuses, unexpected tax refunds, a portion of that, if you have the habit of taking a portion of that towards your financial security goal, which of course is going to be having reserves, savings, and having little or no debt, anytime you get extra dollars in, if you put those dollars towards either of those or both, you have developed a habit that is going to move you towards financial security. So I wanted to just share that out when it comes to financial security and what I think are three major things that would be extremely helpful to us all to get there. So let's move back to key differences between men and women financially. So women need to understand what they may be up against financially speaking. The first thing is women tend to have longer life expectancies. Women on average live 5 years longer than men. So a longer life expectancy generally will present several financial challenges for women. The first is that if you live longer, then you're going to have to stretch your retirement dollars further. Now, we all want to live as long as we can. I want to live to 150. So the longer you live, the more your retirement dollars will need to stretch. That's a challenge, isn't it? The second challenge is that because if women live longer than men, on average 5 years, women are more likely to need some type of long-term care and may have to face some of their health care needs alone if their spouse has predeceased them. Married women are likely to outlive their husbands. It's not always the case, but it's just a generality, which means married women could have the ultimate responsibility for handling the marital estate. So just the fact that women have a longer life expectancy could present financial challenges as we live longer than men in general. So let's talk about another difference. Women generally earn less than men, very unfair, and as a result, have fewer savings. So according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, among almost all job categories, women who work full-time year-round earn only about 80% of what men earn on average. So if a man makes $100,000 a year, then that means the woman doing the same job is making $80,000 a year. So this difference can very much impact a woman's overall savings as compared to a man. If you're making less than a man in the same category, in the same job category, you're going to have less to save. And in addition, it's going to affect your Social Security benefits because that's based off your earnings and potentially your pensions. So just the fact that women earn less than men on average in the same jobs will present a financial disadvantage compared to men in moving ahead. So the issue is that while women generally earn less than men, they need these dollars to last longer. So not only are you making less than a man, then those fewer dollars will have to last longer because you're living longer than a man. So all of this ends up with women having smaller financial cushions on average. So women are more vulnerable to unexpected obstacles, economic obstacles, like losing a job, divorce, or single parenthood. Third, women are more likely to be caregivers. Statistics show that the majority of caregivers are women. Of the more than 40 million Americans serving as caregivers to their loved ones, 60% are women. So when you think about what it takes to be a caregiver, oftentimes a person that is a caregiver may end up having to work part-time or leave their job. So over time, being a caregiver can have huge financial implications for a person. Once again, it could, you know, may have to leave their job. So that's loss of income. And along with that would be loss of employer provided health insurance, retirement benefits, and other employee benefits. If you're having to be a caretaker and you lose your job, then that means you more than likely less savings, potentially lower Social Security benefits. Being a caretaker can oftentimes make it difficult for career advancement or even just re-entering the workforce. Women are often more likely to be living on their own, whether through choice, divorce, or the death of a spouse. More women are living on their own than men. This means women will need to take sole responsibility for protecting their own income and making financial decisions. So women need to protect their assets. As women continue to earn money and become the main breadwinners for their families, and as women run their own businesses, it's very important that women take steps to protect their assets, both their personal assets and business assets. We did an episode on asset protection. So you can go back and review that on exactly what we mean by asset protection. We're talking about having the proper insurances in place, different types of insurances, everything that you need in order to protect your assets in every respect. So without an asset protection plan, a woman's wealth is vulnerable to taxes, lawsuits. Your wealth can be vulnerable to accidents and other financial risks. That's just plain old part of everyday life. You know, this country oftentimes, people in this country are oftentimes lawsuit happy. So we have to make sure that we have protection in place for things like that. Often women, we're just too busy handling day-to-day responsibilities with children, balancing work and family, to take the time to implement an appropriate asset protection plan. So I definitely encourage all women to review the episode on asset protection, what that means, and things that you can put in place to protect yourself and your business. Just as by way of review, you know, having insurance policies, various types of insurance policies, is one of the easiest way to protect your assets. Because it takes the risk of losing your assets off of you and onto the insurance company. So what are some steps that women can take, knowing there are these differences financially between men and women? Now, in the past, you know, women used to have a less active role in the financial decision making. Oftentimes, it may have been, if they were married, if you're married, your husband. But today, I believe women take a more active role in household financial decision making, whether you're the head of the house or you have a spouse. So it's very important that women know, number one, how to save. Number two, how to invest. And number three, and plan for the future. And we really talked about a lot of this in detail in a previous episode. So specifically, some things that women can do to move towards financial security and to kind of counteract the things that we discussed earlier. So the first is the theme for 2021. Take control of your money. It bears repeating. You can never say it too much. Create a budget. Once again, manage your debt. And along with that, manage your credit wisely. Once your credit has been harmed, it is very difficult to get it back on track and fix it. You can, but it may take some time. And keeping your credit intact is one of the greatest things that any individual can do for themselves financially, because having a solid credit affords you the opportunity to get things that you need. Insurance relies on credit. And of course, the obvious loans and things of that nature. So manage your debt and credit wisely, women. Set your goals, prioritize, as we said earlier, your financial goals, and implement a savings and investment strategy to meet the goals that you set for yourself. What else can we do as women? Number two, you have to become a knowledgeable investor, even if you don't have the funds to invest right now. Start learning basic investing concepts, such as asset classes. What does it mean? Risk tolerance, risk, time horizon, diversifying, Those are concepts that's a part of investing that you should educate yourself on. Inflation. What's the role of various financial vehicles like a 401k and an IRA? And the role of different investments like income investments, growth investments, and safety investments in a portfolio. These are concepts and things that you can educate yourself on that's available widely through many sources for free on the internet. 360 degrees of financial literacy, Yahoo Finance, any bank. Most banks have, obviously, their investment management division. You can go and they'll often have these terms out there, educational videos and resources and materials. Look for investing opportunities in the purchasing decisions you make every day. Have patience. Women, have patience. Be willing to ask questions, admit mistakes, and seek help when necessary when it comes to investing. So the other part, the third step, is plan for retirement. Bears repeating, no matter how young you are, you need to plan for retirement. Save as much as you can for retirement. Estimate how much you're going to need, how much you can expect from your savings, Social Security, and employer pension. How much will you need? How much do you know you're going to get from Social Security? How much will you get from your pension? How much will you have from your savings? And then the difference is going to be what you're going to have to be putting away in some type of retirement vehicle. Understand how your Social Security benefit amount will change depending on the age you retire. That's out there on a Social Security website. And also, how years spent out of the workforce might affect the amount you receive. That does affect your Social Security retirement benefit. At retirement, make sure you understand your retirement plan distribution options and review your retirement plan portfolio regularly. Understand the basic rules of Medicare. Okay. Another step for women. And we're talking about moving towards financial security and taking control. Advocate for yourself in the workplace. Because there is a difference, because women typically, not always, make less than a man in the same job, that 80% we talked about, advocate for yourself in the workplace. Have confidence in your work ability and advocate for your worth. Research salary ranges for your job or for the job you want to have. Negotiate your starting salary. Seek highly visible job assignments. Network. Ask for raises and promotions. Ask for them. Know your worth. In addition, keep your eye out for new career opportunities. If you're entrepreneurial minded, keep your eye out for business opportunities and are ways to grow your business if you're already running a business. Number 5, always seek help to balance work and family. As a woman, oftentimes the responsibility for caring for children, a lot of the day-to-day often falls more heavily on a woman than the man. If you have children and a job where you work outside the home, investigate and negotiate flexible work arrangements that will allow you to keep working, and make sure your spouse is equally invested in household and child-related responsibilities. Sometimes we've got to push them along, you know? Sometimes we have to ask for what we want. If you stay at home to care for children, keep your skills up to date to the extent possible in case you return to the workforce. And stay involved in household financial decision making. Now, if you're caring for aging parents, ask your brothers and sisters, adult brothers and sisters, for help, and other family members. Ask for help. Sometimes we think that we are superwomen. Well, we may be here and there, but you can't keep that up forever. We all need support and help. If you are a caretaker of your aging parents or anyone, you most certainly need outside support and services. You know, everyone needs a break to help cope with stress. And finally, once again, protect your assets and create an estate plan. We also did an episode on estate planning. In fact, it was a three-part series. With an estate plan, you will ensure that your personal and financial wishes will be carried out in the event that you are incapacitated or pass away. And there are basic estate planning documents that we all should have in place, particularly now with all that's going on with this pandemic, wills and trusts, durable powers of attorney, and all of those things. And if some of those things are difficult for you and you're in a position to, seek financial professional to help you. We did an episode very recently on the different financial advisors that can help you in various areas. So I would encourage you women to take steps continually. It's a process and it's a challenge to get to financial security. Recognize the differences that we talked about. Embrace who you are, have confidence in who you are, have confidence in your ability to change and move in the direction that you want to move in financially. Live a long life, live a life of peace, live a life of personal security, relationship security, and financial security. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and your business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters Show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.